This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Our brand on today. I've got three of them.
Go Guardians.
Nice Iowa State.
I do have a hoodie over here. Go Guardians.
Anyway, all this is...
What is your problem?
Oh, I just didn't want to talk Cavs right off the bat.
Oh, you want me to... I can switch being mad. That's so amazing you want to protect the Cavs so much in a certain way that you'd rather be yelling you than yell at the Cavs. I saw the same thing. I'm sorry. That was just ridiculous. Well, okay. Since you guys were
yelling through it, and fine. There was some contention last night, but it wasn't yelling. It was more subdued between Chris Fedor and Max Strus.
Oh, okay.
In the final 3.5 minutes, you didn't make a field goal. What did you see in terms of offensive execution late?
It wasn't great.
What wasn't it great?
You just said we didn't score in the last 3:30.
Was there something that wasn't working specifically within the offense that led to that?
It seems like the ball didn't go in the basket.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we're lashing out at reporters.
By the way, there's been a lot of that lately, just in general, around basketball. I think De'Aaron Fox, the other day at a press conference,
he did.
I don't want to be up here.
And then there was
another one. Somebody on a losing NCAA team, they got out rebounded big time. It was Virginia or whoever. I don't know. They got out rebounded.
They'll blame it on Angel Reese by the end of the day.
Somebody asked at the press conference, hey, you guys got just crushed on the boards. What happened? And the guy was like, well, when a shot goes up, we try to box out. When the ball goes off the rim, we try to corral a rebound. And when we're unable to do so, the other team gets the ball, and we are no longer credited with a rebound. So athletes always do have this trump card. They always could just take you literally. Oh, why didn't you guys score? Welp, the ball didn't go in the basket. That was bleak last night. That was – so this is all happening at a very bad time.
I'm going to say the obvious, and then I'm going to let you say – all right, you want to flip a coin on who says the worst thing to everybody? Nah, I got a better bedside manner. I'm going to go ahead and take the obvious here. This is the swan song for JB Bickerstaff. That's it. Last night was the end of it. To have a bunch of guys run, those weren't even sets. You could barely inbound the ball in the final 2 minutes. The final 2 minute problem reared its ugly head again. And I'm not going to give away what you're about to say here. I just got to say it. Like, that's it. That's it. They're done. They're going to move on from him. You know, I don't like to call for guys getting fired. I don't need to call for guys getting fired because he's going to get let go. That's it. Unless they make a run to the NBA Finals, that's it. To do what he did last night, to not have anything set up, to have a bunch of guys running into each other, to get the ball to Darius Garland at the top of the key. I don't know. He had about 1,700 different open looks that he decided to not take, but I'm not going to give away what you're about to tell everybody because I actually do, even though you pissed me off right at the beginning of the show. I think it's very poignant what you're about to tell everybody, and I find it very, very hard to disagree, which makes this even scarier. But just to point out the opposite here, when you are standing there and you can come up with nothing other than to stalk out on the court and bitch out the refs at the end of the basketball game, I've had enough. Any goofball, at the CYO or at the rec can go out there and stomp on all over the floor and bitch out the refs. That's nothing. That's an everyday thing. So it's a glorified guy. Basically, you get a pass to stand on the sidelines and heckle the referees just like anybody plunking down $2,000 a night to sit courtside and yell at the referees. I need something more than that because you're supposed to be one of the young gun teams in the NBA. Young fun. Everything's going to be great with these guys and you're going to be great. But I'm sick and tired of hearing about the love of basketball. I'm sick and tired of hearing about all the other things that need to come together and all the different histrionics of how our emotions need to be run together. I mean, that's it. That's it. We got 9 more games left to go after this, and then we'll go to the postseason. And I almost had – this was almost one of the all-time dummy looks to this. I was watching NBA Live yesterday, and I know that what they're 24-6 over the – or 18-6 over the last 24, the Orlando Magic. And I'm like, boy, they're really good, but, man, their defense is great. And I go, are we making the same mistake we did with Orlando? Are we making the same mistake with Orlando that we did with the Knicks if we end up having to play Orlando? Like, are we taking them lightly and then all of a sudden we're going to be embarrassed?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, and then they go out and they lose to the Charlotte Hornets. And I do believe that they're a serious basketball team. It's not that they're unserious. It's that you still have this situation where you got kids in the nest and you can't give them the boot to go be adults. Because what you're about to tell everybody is way worse than anything with J.B. Bickerstaff. I can stand up here and rant and rave and get red-faced and angry and have the spittle come out about J.B. Bickerstaff. You can just move on from him. You can hire another head coach, and then you can hire another head coach after that. They're interchangeable. It's a stacking doll, just like what's on top of the booth over here. Like, that's it. What you're about to tell everybody is way more distressing.
And I agree with everything you just said. I think,
but it's easy.
I think it's easy.
I took the easy
route. Well, I think J.B. would have to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think that's what he would have to do. So I agree.
All right, well, I can wish in one hand, yeah. And you know what in the other.
I agree. And if the season were to end today, they have now been hopped over by the Knicks, who have the tiebreaker. The season were to end today, we would play the Orlando Magic now in the first round. We would have home court, and we do have, right now, game and a half up on the Magic in the division, and you still have 9 games left. But I'm afraid that we have a bigger picture issue. Because you're right. JB, they can get rid of. They can hire a big name. They can hire somebody else. We'll have them next year. And then that could go bad for 4 weeks, like with what happened with Milwaukee this year. And then they could fire that coach and get a new coach. That doesn't matter. Yeah. The larger issue, as I continue to watch them, is I know Donovan Mitchell didn't play again last night. And we are hoping, and we got good news on Donovan Mitchell, that he will be back. He might be back this weekend. And then it's going to be all up to Donovan Mitchell. But that also is the problem. It is all on Donovan Mitchell because in year 3 of Evan Mobley and in year 4 of Darius Garland, 2 guys that we thought would be the future of the Cavs, regardless of what would happen with Donovan Mitchell after they swung that trade, we knew this team in the future was going to be about Darius Garland and Evan Mobley. And I feel much worse about that today than I did at the beginning of the year. Those guys have not been able to take the necessary steps forward. That doesn't mean they're terrible basketball players, but they are in no way, shape, or form ready to carry this team and be that offensive firepower to make up in games that you don't have Donovan Mitchell. And I can only imagine what Donovan Mitchell is thinking watching those guys not develop and not get better this year. That is a huge, huge factor, I think, in whether Donovan Mitchell wants to stay in Cleveland. Not the coach, not how much the city loves him, and they do, not how much favorable coverage Donovan does here. We chant MVP when he's playing in games. All that is gravy.
There's no reason to rip on
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
He has held up his end of the bargain. Part of that bargain was having a great young core and an amazing nucleus that were going to make the Cavs formidable for a decade. And unfortunately, those two young guys have not in any way lived up to their potential. They, to me, their trajectory is not what I thought it was when we first got them. I'm still not giving up on Evan Mobley being really good down the road. It's just, unfortunately, his peak is not going to intersect with Donovan Mitchell and his prime. Darius Garland, I think a lot of people are starting to be out on Darius, and that is really hard to fathom considering how great he was when he was an all-star just a couple years ago.
So I smiled last night when things really went to hell. It was almost psychotic in a way. And then I realized how pathetic it was because I smiled because I did. I saw Darius at the top of the key, and I mean, he passed up 8,700 different looks. It was open look, nope, open look, nope, open look, nah, not interested, open look, no. Because, he's afraid to drive, and he's afraid to take a shot. He wants the ball, but he's afraid to do anything with it once he wants it. It's like a 16-year-old high school kid. Let that ride. If everybody who's going to get it gets it, we're going to move on. I thought of that, and then they decided to give the ball to Caris LeVert. And Caris LeVert went and dribbled through everybody like it was the Harlem Globetrotters and the Washington Generals, and he never took a shot. And for a moment, I went, ha, I got tone. Oh, because one of the things, we don't just come up with something new to talk about every day. I have this big sheet here. And on this big sheet is all these things that we
color-coded.
I color-code it and everything. And there's all these different things that we can talk about. And one of the things that's been up here for a while here is crunch time. In crunch time for the Cavaliers. Would you rather have the ball in Caris LeVert's hands or Darius Garland? And Lima had said Caris LeVert. And I went, ooh, I got Lima on. I went, you're going to make an argument for a max player that he should have the ball over Caris LeVert? Caris LeVert. The fact that Caris LeVert, no offense to Caris, I love his last name. Obviously, I have an affinity towards the family. But if the fact that we have to sit here and make an argument for the sixth man to have the ball in his hand and not the guy who's supposed to be the number two, I had to realize last night that I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get my head lopped off in this argument because it's the dumbest argument I could possibly make. And for a moment, you almost had me running into there headlong with swords up going, see, this is why you want the ball in Darius Garland. No, you don't want the ball in Darius Garland's hand because Darius Garland wants the ball, but then he doesn't really want the ball. I think he just wants the ball so guys like us stop getting on his ass about not wanting the ball or when to shoot or when not to shoot. So he wants the ball, but then he doesn't know when to do it. And nobody knows when to inbound the ball because the head coach doesn't know what the hell he's doing in the final 2 minutes of the game. So then you have the hat, the cat that ate the rat that lived in the house that JB built. And I don't know what else to do in these moments. Sorry. They'll win more games, and I'm sure they'll win against Philadelphia on Friday because this is the way this goes. Donovan's going to come back. They'll win against Philadelphia on Friday, and what Keith will do is he'll cut this audio, and then we'll get some of the Cavs folks out there, and they'll say, we'll see you guys get all upset. We beat the 76ers here. But that's still it's still a moment of what are you going to do if you can't just trust Donovan every single moment? Because if it's 1-on-5, hey, we saw it against a team that could play good defense last year. We got boat raced in the first round of the playoffs. Okay. All right. We cannot, if we are going game by game with our emotions of this team, which we are, that's bad for after April 14th. That's all.
And I know, you're right, Kenny. I mean, today you can open up the phone lines. It'll be fire JB, fire JB, fire JB. A lot of people have their mind made up. That's fine. My problem is I don't think that solves the larger issue that they could be confronted with this team.
216-474-0092. We'll get back to this coming up in a bit. Danny Cunningham's going to join us at 720. It's opening day for the Guardians, sort of. 10 o'clock tonight. 10:07, so you still have to wait another 7 minutes. There you go. So I got that. Coming up next, Carolina Panthers. They got themselves a former Cleveland Brown. And Grant Delpit is calling his shot for the 2024 season. About last night, next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.